Along with road salt, your local road crew may be spreading beet juice, cheese brine, or molasses on the street this winter. We'll explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-737-1935. That's 1-800-737-1935. 1-800-737-1935.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 12th, the 316th day of the year. Neil Young and sportscaster Al Michaels are sharing a birthday. As communities across the Snow Belt prepare for the winter season, they're finding all kinds of ingenious ways to minimize the use of road salt. For several years now, many states have been adding beet juice to their salt treatments. It's kinder to concrete and makes the mixture more effective at lower temperatures. Wisconsin has found a similar solution with cheese brine, a waste product from the cheese-making process. And another additive gaining traction is molasses. Its main benefit is, you guessed it, to help salt stick to the road. And there is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more and sign up for our free newsletter anytime. Just go to almanac.com.